What is this called? Thursday Throwback Replay Thursday.
Thursday Throwback Stuff, yeah. So, let's see. About a week ago, I got an email from a documentary company who is doing a special on Game 7s. And they, for some reason, have selected the 2006 Round 2 matchup between the Mavs and the Spurs for one that they would like to highlight. So I got an email asking for any audio from our show back around this time in 2006. So, Jake, you know, this is before you guys started archiving things on the hard drive. This is way back in the CD days.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked Dan, hey, do we have any CDs from about, you know, April to May 2006? I'd like to go through it, one, just for fun, but two, just to... It'd be cool to hear little Bob and Dan on this documentary that I think is supposed to air on Amazon Prime. So Dan did go through some of the CDs and found a couple, and he sent me some segments from that time. And one of the ones was labeled Rick Barry Confronts Bad Radio.
Uh-huh.
So obviously that piqued my interest, but another one that did as well was from that same week, Gay Not Gay. And I thought I would just tell you guys the ender for that segment, and maybe we could
vote. It was a different time.
It was 2006.
Way different time.
Yes. We would never do it now.
No.
But here's the one that you guys ended with. Two guys were out drinking, and they decided to do a little driving. And the driver sees a cop pull up behind them. And in that state of mind, he thought a breath mint would get him out of trouble. Because the cop couldn't smell the alcohol, right? So he asked his buddy for a breath mint, and the only breath mint that his friend had was the one in his mouth. Who gave him the breath mint?
Did he use it?
Yes, he did. So I don't know if that got him out of trouble or not, but yeah, sharing a breath mint, G not G.
Yeah. Well, everything that we did on there, I think we voted G.
I would do that with any of you, no law breaking needed. Like, if Dan was like, man, my mouth feels a little grody.
Yeah, because it's not on you.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't
care.
Dan. Anyway.
You guys are way too uptight.
I would not accept it. I wouldn't even, for some reason, I wouldn't take a mint from my wife. That, I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. You're spitting in each other's mouth, or is that just...
Right.
Gross. Anyway, I just thought that was a fun listen, and I enjoyed that segment. But let's get to the meat of this, and I would like to play you some of the audio from Rick Barry confronting bad radio.
So was this when we were broadcasting in San Antonio?
Yeah, yeah. So the setup is a couple days before, and I think it was after Game 3... Really, just as a bit, Dan, you just went off on how much you hated Brent Barry, his son. Played on the Spurs at the time.
Yeah, I don't remember why.
Well, it's just...
He just annoyed me.
Yes. But it's just the life of a playoff series where you just begin to hate basically everyone on the other team, right?
Yeah.
You guys are doing a sports show. The Mavs are the big at the time.
And he wasn't a big contributor, I don't think.
No, but he would
come
check in
for 12 minutes and he pissed me off.
Yes, and he would hit two threes and not do anything else and annoy you.
Yeah. He's all white.
Which two threes
there.
At the time was like, oh my God.
Stop shooting so many threes. Yeah.
This guy's a sharpshooter.
Well, at the time.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I guess this was the Maple days.
Yeah.
And in the Maple Studios, they would have other people come in to either record their show or syndicate their show, what have you.
Yeah.
And unlike the building we're in now, they would actually play the ticket over the loudspeaker.
Correct.
So in comes Rick Barry, Brent Barry's father, listening to Dan McDowell rip his son for really no reason.
Rick Barry, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I asked Blake, do you even know who Rick Barry is? And what did you tell me?
Is he the granny shot free throw guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't he shoot like 90% shooting underhand free throws?
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's how I remember him. Well, apparently he did a syndicated show at the time, heard you go off on Brent Barry, and the next segment came into studio to talk to you and Bob. And yes, you're right. You guys were in San Antonio at the time. And if I have my days lined up right, I think you guys were broadcasting from Big Sam's Barbershop. Do you remember who Big Sam was?
Avery Johnson's barber.
Yes. who lived in San Antonio, became a
Mass
fan.
Yeah, we had him on throughout the series to get his comments on.
Yeah, you would call him.
Yeah.
But yeah, became really good friends with Avery Johnson from his San Antonio days, but then became a Mass fan whenever Avery began coaching the team. And yeah, that was kind of your bit for that series. Well, anyway, so the next segment, Rick Barry comes into studio to basically fight you on hating his son. So here's the start of it.
Is a guy we've had on the show several times to talk hoops. He is Basketball Hall of Famer and, as it needs no pointing out, father of Brent and John Barry, Rick Barry. Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm just trying to figure out why, after you have one of the most incredible games, just an amazing game and everything, that one of you has to figure out that you're watching my son do things on the court that's driving you nuts and you don't like white ball players. Don't you have anything better to talk about?
How's this going?
I love it.
He comes out firing.
Well, I love it because this guy is, he's got no scouting report. You know, like he's coming to the field.
On the ticket?
Yeah, no scouting report on the ticket, no scouting report on Dan. He heard a few comments, you know, in the hallway or maybe when he was headed to the bathroom, and he thinks, I'm Rick Barry. I'm going to roll in here and steamroll these guys, and he just, it's just not, you know.
He picked the wrong duo.
You don't
want
to go into the game with no info. No. Yeah, it's tough.
So let me rewind a little.
I'm doing fine. I'm just trying to figure out why, after you have one of the most incredible games, just an amazing game and everything, that one of you has to figure out that you're watching my son do things on the court that's driving you nuts and you don't like white ball players. Don't you have anything better to talk about?
It's 3 hours.
Well, we didn't lead with that or anything.
I mean, this is like hour two. We got all sorts of things to talk about.
I know. But
in fact,
why would you talk about something so inane as that and that you're sitting there? I feel sorry for whoever it was that was there watching my son doing these things and letting that annoy him when you got to watch one of the really most exciting games of the season for your team.
And that's me. And that's just one of the many points out of the game that I brought up and certainly didn't lead with it.
How's the deflection? Well, we didn't lead with that.
Yeah.
Well like he did. I feel sorry for you, though.
Yeah.
You didn't just get to bask in the glory that was that incredible
game. Game three.
And you're all distracted by this other thing.
Yeah, and the reason you go to We Didn't Lead With It is because he opened that up with, you don't have anything better to talk about? It's like, yeah, we did all that stuff first. Now we want to talk about how your son, he annoys us.
So, yeah. So you guys had him in studio for about 17 minutes. And the whole hating his son kind of went on for, like, maybe a minute or two. But here was the bulk of the interview.
Well, you know, what's ironic, though, is that yesterday we spent a good portion of our show focusing on...
Is that an underreported near Tim McMahon-level bob drop?
Let's see.
Well, you know, what's ironic, though...
Oh, yeah. I didn't even catch that.
Well, you know, what's ironic, though, is that yesterday we spent a good portion of our show focusing on you.
I'm telling the truth and telling the truth about the fact that you guys got lucky and took advantage of the fact that the officials screwed the Spurs in two games. And everybody thinks because my son plays on the team, that's why I'm doing it. It's not that. I've been on a tirade.
Of course not.
It's absolutely not the case. I've been on a tirade about the officials since the early first round of the playoffs when their incompetence cost the Wizards a chance to move on. And now the Cavaliers are on the verge of knocking off the Pistons, possibly. And they shouldn't even have made it through the first round because they won three games because they didn't call traveling violations on LeBron James.
All right, did you catch the theme here? Mavericks are winning because the officials screwed the Spurs over.
Yeah, and I mean, I would be saying this even if you weren't my son because I've also complained
Not just the Spurs, but the Wizards and the Pistons. They're all officials are ruining every playoff series.
I love it.
And this one with my son.
I love Bob here.
It has nothing to do with my son. It has to do with the incompetence of the officials. And why you people won't accept that is beyond my comprehension. And I talked to many people who are even involved with Dallas and people who I've talked to that I know down here who also were astounded. And if you weren't astounded by the preponderance of horrible calls that went against them. Now, granted, Ginobili should have never gone to the free throw line. That was a horrible call that went in favor of the Spurs. I talked about that. But there were so many calls that went against the Spurs that it was embarrassing. And I'm talking about the NBA needs to be concerned about this.
No, I don't think I pulled it. But he basically said, well, don't you think that the games that the Spurs win, officials are fine. Game that the Mavs win, the officials screwed him over.
Yeah.
But yeah, you kind of
are you going
it.
To send this to the documentary people?
I don't think I did.
Okay,
I might. He continues. Jake, you kind of hit it. Yeah, he wants to let you know he's objective.
And it's a shame because the games have been so competitive, and it's been a great playoff other than the fact that the officials, you know, have been screwing things up. Thank God last night they didn't do it. That was a great game to watch. It was exciting. It was fun. And anybody who couldn't enjoy that basketball game last night between the Mavericks and the Spurs, then they can't enjoy basketball. Thank God the officials didn't screw that one up at the end.
But you can understand the correlation between games Rick Barry thinks were screwed up also happened to be games won by the Spurs. You can understand how people would make that connection, even if it's unfair.
Well, it's totally unfair because I predicated it by the fact that it has nothing to do with my son being on the team. And I would make the same comments if it went against the Mavericks. I would have said the same.
Yeah. Right. So this is why it goes on forever. Because, of course, you know, Bob's not going to give up.
Right, yeah.
And so this
We've got two sports bullies here against each other?
That are, arguing about
Rick
the officials.
Rick Barry is sticking to his side. Bob is sticking to his side.
And here's kind of how the argument ends here.
There were too many of them.
What I am saying, though, is that usually you accept that officiating or umpiring or in any sport.
No, you can accept it because you never played the game on this level.
You put your
heart, body, and soul into playing an entire NBA season.
He knows because he played.
If you did play and you are in sports media, it's kind of a conversation stopper overall. Yeah.
You know what's interesting about it, too, is that you know who else didn't play? The refs. So it's funny to be like only someone who played the game in the NBA can understand what officials are and aren't doing. Well, the officials, the one who are and aren't doing, they didn't play either. So who's more positioned? It's just the whole... Yeah, he's just upset because his son is taking it in the shorts. And
but we could also, accuse him of, he didn't go to school for radio, so he might not know how to stack his Brent Barry segment in hour two.
Ooh. Yeah.
So
because he's never, this isn't his game.
Dan is just kind of sitting back, right? You haven't heard from Dan. That doesn't mean he's not listening or he's not active. He's just laying in the weeds waiting for his time to strike. Which is towards the back half of the interview. This is kind of a longer clip, but it's really funny.
Okay, I watched it. I slowed it down. It's obvious. The other one that he made when Dirk stepped on the foot and was writhing in pain and flailing his arms and stuff and stepped on Duncan's foot, Joey Crawford was directly behind Tim Duncan. There is not a chance in the world, unless he's Superman, that he could have seen what happened on that play. You don't make those calls when you're an official. If you don't see it, don't call it.
So you're also questioning whether Dirk really had pain or not?
Why would you even ask a stupid question like that?
Because you are
intimating.
I said
he was writhing in pain. He was writhing in pain.
And
he flailed
his arms
around doing it. And because Joey Crawford saw his arms flailing and doing stuff, obviously didn't see him step on the foot and see him twist his ankle badly.
Uh-huh.
He called the foul, but he never saw whether there was any contact on Duncan's part. Duncan was doing all he could to try to get out in Nowitzki's way because he was off balance. He stepped and strained his ankle, and he was out of control. I mean, give me a break.
This is the great Rick Barry with us. I've never had a chance to sit and listen to your radio show, but I think I'd love it. Just talking to you for a few minutes here, I'm reading your bio. It just says, occasionally his fiery competitiveness would grate on rivals and teammates too. Mike Dunleavy, a teammate and friend of the tempestuous
Barry. Why do we have to read something like this about and bring up the past again? Why
well,
bring
because
that up?
It seems to really fit right now, too. Huh? It's Mike Dunleavy said, quote, you could send him to the UN and he would start World War III.
Well, so what? The thing about it is, I'm entitled to my opinion. You're entitled to your opinion.
And
that's
I'm
what makes sports talk radio really great.
I love Rick Barry on our show.
But the thing about that's only
and
because
I'm not a big fan of Brent.
It's fun to listen to. Well, you don't have to be. I'm not a big fan of the way he's playing either, and I'm his father. So,
Jake, you hit it. This guy did not know the fight he's about to get into.
No, dude, he's in a spin cycle right now. He's seeing ghosts. This is not what he bargained for at all. Now he's like meekly saying, "I mean, you can have an opinion. I can have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion." Whenever you read a quote about him starting World War III at the UN.
On whatever 2006 version of Wikipedia we had, I guess. But one final clip. This is one of my favorite Bob bits, which is not knowing when to let something go.
Yeah.
So, you guys are trying to, like, get rid of him. And Bob just wants to keep fighting.
All right, Rick. Well, we're not here to take up the rest of your day. We know you got some.
No, I
got
to get ready. I got to get ready to do my show now.
All right. Well, enjoy your stay in Dallas.
No, I had a good time. And listen, and I'm telling you, I really think that the Mavs are doing great. The Spurs will be very, very lucky if they find a way to be able to win the next game and go back and win a seventh game. If they pull that one off, then I think it's a miracle.
But in your heart of hearts,
well, I'd love to see them
either
win,
the Spurs win the series or the refs screwed them. Let's be honest.
All right,
here. Come
on, don't.
No,
don't
the heart of heart.
We're just leaving on good terms.
I believe that they had.
Then it goes on.
Yeah, just, a little role shift from there. Everybody's just sort of morphing into. God, that's good.
It was a really fun listen, but yeah, you guys handled him.
And the funniest part is that you're in San Antonio and he's in our studio.
Yeah, he's just sitting there looking at Gribble.
Gribble.
Yeah, I think Gribble probably told us in the break, hey, Rick Barry's here and he's pissed. Like, bring him in.
That's so great.